So I run across Thomas Lifson's piece comparing Houston to New Orleans and why Houston shouldn't be the capital of the oil business in this country, but it is. And there are reasons for it. They have nothing to do with race. They have everything to do with politics. They have everything to do with the worldview. If you, as a mayor, or if you as a city council, run a city based on the welfare and entitlement thinking of government, bammo, you're going to get poor citizens. If you run a city that believes in entrepreneurialism and growth and so forth, you're not going to have as much of that. But if your city believes that it's entitled, if that's the world view of the leaders of a community, and I don't care what their race is, if their world view is that this is a welfare state, the government needs to protect us, the government needs to feed us, the government needs to transport us, the government, well, guess what? Government needs to build the levees, government needs to make sure the levees are government. You're passing the buck all over the place and accepting all the money that the government's sending into you, and then something like this happens, and then you start, you know, wringing your hands, or, oh, look how poor the population. Well, what do you expect when you have a welfare state mentality as your city government? I mean, I'm not even being critical. I'm just trying to point out something obvious here. Talking about this for 18 years, folks, socialism versus capitalism. Entrepreneurialism and self-reliance versus the entitlement mentality. So much on display here. That's what nobody's got the guts to say.